Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is some Kill Bill SZA there. Ryan Seacrest with you. Yeah, tonight, Dodger Stadium tonight, home opener. We're talking about the foods. The Greek fries are like on the new menu list, which sound fantastic. They've also got the new barbecue platter, a chicken pesto panini. There's a new lighting system, too, brighter than the old one. And there's a pitch clock. There is a pitch clock now to speed up the game a little bit.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
Let me bring in David Vasse here, AM 570 LA Sports and host of the Dodger Talk podcast on iHeartRadio. David, good Dodger morning. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you, Ryan.
I know that the purists have their take on this new pitch clock, but I am an efficiency advocate. I like pace. I know it's I guess baseball's known for it sort of not having a real clock ending and having organic ending, but this pitch clock, are you pro or against?
I am very much for the pitch clock, Ryan.
Okay.
And with this new Dungeons and Dragons movie out there, I liken it to the analytical nerds of baseball that basically got the cheat code to baseball the last 10, 15 years. Congratulations to them. But they made the game less entertaining. And games were going on for over 3 hours because they want their pitchers to rear back and gather themselves and throw it as hard as they can. They want their hitters to take as many pitches as possible. So for me, this is baseball's response to those guys getting the cheat code to the game.
Understood. I like it. I mean, it's essentially the pitches just have to get off in a more timely manner. But the game will still end when the game ends, right?
Right, because you can go into, like, multiple innings still, right?
Yeah, extra innings, the pitch clock will still be there. So if there's a tie score, it could go for 4 hours and 18 innings. We hope there aren't too many of those at Dodger Stadium. But I will say this, in spring training already, the games are 30 minutes shorter than what they were in spring training a year ago.
Oh.
Now, that's a good sign. Is the new pitch clock throwing off the players in any way, or is it helping?
Well, I talked to Clayton Kershaw at the beginning of spring training when he first experienced it, and he said it was somewhat distracting, right? Because he was focusing on the clock just as much as he was focusing on throwing a strike to the hitter. So it took some adjustment for both the pitchers and the hitters to not stare at the clock, but hey, there's a 100-mile fastball coming right at me. I better pay attention to that.
I mean, it makes sense that it's going to take a little time to have it be second nature because it's just this new component that's weighing on them.
Yeah, no doubt. And honestly, Ryan, I felt like the hitters are the ones that are adjusting more than the pitchers because part of the pitch clock component is the hitters have to be in the batter's box when the clock is down to 8 seconds and alert and ready to hit. And I've seen a lot of strikes called on hitters that weren't ready to go. And I feel like they are rushing to hit more than the pitchers are rushing to pitch.
That is going to be interesting to watch. Well, David, AM 570 LA Sports, Dodger Talk Podcast. All right, what are you guys saying off air about this team this year and their chances?
Oh, well, Ryan, I know gambling is big now these days, so I will give you my tip for the Dodgers. The over-under on wins, 92.5, and I feel like it's going down to the final 2 weeks between them and our little brother to the south, San Diego Padres.
We're going to hold this tape. We'll see how accurate you are.
Go to the tape in September, Seacrest. No problem.
All right.
All right, Dave. Thanks for coming on, brother. Have a great season.
Thank you for having me, guys. Enjoy it.
Take care. Bye-bye. I like it. I'm an advocate of the pitch clock. It moves things along. I mean, a game of 2.5 hours versus 3-0-something, that's like something you could fit into life.
That's interesting that he says that it's actually affecting the hitters more, though, because you can see that pressure that they have now. It's like, only 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got to go.
All right, BVRX is at the Wiltern June 30th. Tickets are next.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.